This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Officials at two Metro Denver districts, Adams 12 and Cherry Creek, are ending their mask mandates. So is Mesa County School District 51. The Douglas County School District ended theirs in December. More districts are considering the move. However, masking remains mandatory in Denver public schools. Researchers at Stanford University say automatic voter registration through the DMV has put a lot of new voters on Colorado's rolls. CPR's Megan Verlee explains.
2 years ago, the state switched to automatically registering people with a chance to opt out later. Researchers found that basically doubled the number of new registrations. The state also started automatically updating voters' addresses using DMV data, covering tens of thousands of people whose information might have stayed out of date. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold.
Both aspects are really important, and they drive at a really important lesson. And that's election modernization can open up access, but also increase security.
Now the state is seeking permission from the federal government to extend automatic voter registration to Medicaid recipients. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
No criminal charges will be filed in the death of a six-year-old who fell from a ride at Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park last September. The district attorney says he cannot prove a crime was committed. A state investigation found Wangel Estefanos was not wearing restraints when she fell 110 feet. You're listening to CPR News.